Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Go to your prayer altar, first thing before any other thing. Give God some 15 to 20 minutes of your day as you wake up. After listening to Turning Point, to meditate and pray, pray more on your own. Either speaking in tongues or in your understanding. Sing one or two hymns or songs you know very well to worship God. Read the short Bible study for the day in our prayer booklet, also authored by me. Listen to Turning Point audio, and then reading the Turning Point booklet will make you spiritually deep. If you subscribe, Turning Point prayer booklet content shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Saturday, the 19th day in October 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen. I receive it. God's power is on you this day. He will protect, provide, project, and promote you. By divine power, you will move from where you are to where you ought to be. Yes, this may not be for everyone, but it is for someone, and that person knows himself or herself. You know where you are. It's not where you ought to be. You know how you are presently is not the best. You know it, that this present status is not your true status anymore. You should be a better version of yourself. You know it. You know that you should be earning better pay, better result, a greater performance. You ought to be earning far, far more income than you are earning now. That your location ought not to be your location again. Your sales level, your result level, even the people around you. Oh, no, no, no. This is not how you ought to be. You know it. Your marriage status, your financial status. No, 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 no. This is not your dream. Who am I describing today? When I say one, it could be 100 or even 1,000 people. If it is your case being described by the word of knowledge today, or any of your loved ones, your son, your daughter, or your spouse, you may want to stand in the gap for them. Hold their photograph up or any of their items at home, or just be mentioning their name. Let me pray. I prophesy by God's divine power, you will move from where you are to where you ought to be. In few days or weeks time, your level will change. Your story will change. Your status will change. Your location will change. Your earning power, capacity will change. What you dislike or what you don't want will go. Your desired status shall emerge. I prophesy over your life, you will live your dream. I say you will live your dream. No matter how much disappointment, betrayals, frustration, setback, and mistakes you have experienced in the past, you will still live your dream. You will still fulfill your purpose in Jesus' name. Say amen. I receive it. Let's do this again today. Use your right hand to wipe your face twice. Yes, wipe your face two times. I pray your spiritual, mental, and physical eyes are hereby opened to see your hidden riches. They are hereby opened to see your ram in your ticket. You will see your well full of water. You will see what you have lost or misplaced. Now, do this again. Check your clock. Glance at your clock, maybe your wall clock, your wristwatch, or the one on your phone or your iPad. What's the time? Where you are now? Yes, the time. Say it out to yourself. Say time is so, 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 and so. Yes, I prophesy. Your miracles will not miss their times. The angel said to Sarah in Genesis 18 verse 14, at the appointed time, Sarah will conceive and have a son. I declare over your desired miracles, your appointed time has come. Psalm 81 verse 3 says, blow the trumpet in the appointed time. I blow the trumpet of Jubilee over you by faith. I don't know who this person is. Your God's appointed time to wed, to marry, to conceive and carry your baby or babies has come. to buy or build your dream house, to buy or change your old car, to travel, to relocate, to change your job. Your God's appointed time has finally come. God shall redeem time for you. Your wasted time and lost opportunities shall be retrieved and restored back to you. Say amen. I receive it. Yes. Write today's date down. The true mark of a servant or a prophet of God is that whatever he says shall come to pass. You will see the manifestations and the actualizations of these prayers in Jesus' name. Say another amen. October 19th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. I say be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. And your new age is blessed and sanctified. You will live to your good old age in good health, in sound mind, in prosperity and abundance. Happy birthday. Listeners, today is the communion service day online. So prepare your communion. I will pray on it from here and your miracles will happen. Now to the prayers. First Bible verse for personal, intensive, and passionate prayers today is from Exodus chapter 10, verses 22 and 23. And it reads, "And there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings." This is the prayer from that scripture. Pray it with zeal. Say, O Lord my God, I cry out to you this day. Let my life and things enjoy divine presence. Despite the darkness of this season, shine your light on me. I prophesy against all the works of darkness in this land. You are not my portion. You are not my children and family's portion. 1,000 might fall by my right and 10,000 at my side. They shall not come near my borders. By your grace, mercy, and power, you protected and delivered me from COVID. You shielded me from Ebola. You deliver me from mpox. Deliver me. Deliver my house from all the epidemics and the afflictions of this time. Let my life and destiny enjoy your preservation forever. I will not share in the affliction of Egypt. I shall remain safe and sound in Jesus' name. Say amen. Yes, you are safe. Your household is protected and preserved in Jesus' name. Hear this instruction. In addition to communion we are taking today, please anoint yourself and your children physically or through their photographs or any of their items at home. Next is from Genesis 47, verse 15, and it reads, "And when money failed in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph, and they said, Give us bread. Why should we die in your presence? For the money has failed us." Get a currency note. You can find where you are. Any denomination, the currency of your country. It is a prophetic action prayer. Hold it up and say, money will not fail me. I will not beg to eat. I will not beg to live. The Egyptians went to Joseph because he was a covenant child of God. Say, I am also a covenant child of God. My needs, both spiritual, physical, mental, and material, then financial, shall be supernaturally and adequately met. Money grow in my hand as 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes grew in the disciples' hand to feed multitudes. Financial resources grow in my business, grow in my platform, grow in my ministry, grow in my network, in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Yes, it shall grow. Now, that money you raised up in prayer, don't spend it. Sow it as a seed to someone's life, no matter how small, no matter how big. Give it out to someone that will appreciate it. And as soon as you can, do so. A miracle will follow this prayer and this sowing in Jesus' name. Well, listeners, we shall do day 7 tomorrow. From Monday, we will move to a week of healing prayers. Are you blessed? Say yes, I'm blessed. Remain blessed in Jesus' name. Get your communion element ready. Now, have you subscribed to our YouTube since I started announcing it? I pray for all subscribers, especially every day, for their obedience and commitment to this commission, doing whatever God laid in my heart to ask them to do. Subscribe this day. If you have not, let's grow our YouTube platform. And it is easy. Go to your YouTube and type at the Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. Tap your subscribe button and turn on notification. That is it. For Titus and CISOAS, the GTB Bank network is still down. Use our Zenith and Access Bank account. Chat with +234 809 789 4000 to send you the two bank account. If you have been trying to send through GT and it's not going, please send your tithe and seed to the Access Bank or Zenith Bank. Please take the number. Our PayPal is working and active. For all donors and givers in dollars, in euros, Canadian dollars, and so on, use the PayPal account already with you. For our UK members doing theirs in pound sterling, use the HSBC account in the name of Turning Point Global. Send a chat or please send me the HSBC account to 074-111-28401. Do so, and it shall be sent to you. Now, take the communion, hold it up, and let me pronounce it blessed. Communion is for dominion. Jesus suffered, he bled, and died on the cross for you and I. He died young, so that we may live long. He took our sicknesses, our curses, our shames, our ridicule on his own body. As you eat and drink by faith, I prophesy, be healed. I say, be healed, be set free, be divinely connected from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be totally healed in Jesus' name. Shames and ridicule, redundancy, live your life forever. Pray over the communion, pour your heart out to it, describe the miracle you desire, then eat and drink. I prophesy, you will be totally restored. I bless that communion in the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Eat it and thank God. Now, what God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.